Finally, at long last, there's been a movement in funeral service to have a higher level degree from an accredited, absolutely a legitimate university on beyond the bachelor's level, which is only required in the United States in two states. The rest of the states require associate's degrees, and in some states, such as Colorado, they require nothing to be involved with funeral service. I've battled this stuff on the educational front for a long time, and kind of just threw in the towel because it was just, you know, I understand the politics and I understand the issues, but the basic core program for funeral directors in the United States, here and there, it's they add this amount of time, and but it's still a calendar year. The sad report is it was a calendar year in 1927, and other professions have literally outstripped us when it comes to the basic foundational experience. So when this Master's in Business Administration came up from the University of Barcelona, it really piqued my attention because, number one, this university was established in the year 1450. Now, let's put that in perspective. Harvard University was established in 1636. So this school is 186 years older than one of the most prestigious universities in the United States. They've got 62,000 students. And they have come up with a program, which I've got the curriculum setting right here, that Rob and I have been working on with them for content for a Master's in Business Administration and Funeral Service. And this is accredited by the European Higher Education Area. It's also accredited by the International Standard Classifications of Education. And the European system is different than the American system. This degree is based upon the European system is 60, 120, 180 hours. 60 for a bachelor's in the bachelor's group, 120 for a master's group, and 180 for a doctorate. And so the European system has different time schedules on credit than what the United States schools do. So first of all, I want to assure you this is not a diploma mill. This is not some kind of fly-by-night where you send in $25 and all of a sudden, you know, it's, Reverend Dr., Todd Van Beck. That's not the case. And the content of it is it is marketing, human resources, accounting, economics and finance, cost accounting, investment selections, running a family business, commercial management, IT and funeral service, management skills, organizational design, and then personal work. So they give you credit for, you know, how many years you've been working in the funeral profession. So I'm excited about it. I think it's, I wish we'd been able to put it in the United States, but the University of Barcelona is a highly respected European university. And maybe some of you good folk would be stimulated to explore this. So that's about the overview of it, Rob.
Great. And Todd, I'll just add, they're taking just a very small intake for their first session, which is going to be less than 20 people. So we do have, if you go to funeralmba.com, you can listen to, there's a couple recordings that I've done with the coordinator of the program from the European Commission, and so to give you a bit more information than what we can do on the call here, but also to fill out the form, and it's not an application, it's just fill out the form to get requesting more information, so then, but that will also be tracked, and it'll be on a first-come, first-served basis, so there is a little bit of urgency there, and but also, if you're just wondering, well, how much is this going to be? It's going to be quite affordable. It's going to be 8,000 euros, which is approximately at this time 12,000 U.S. dollars, and it will consist of a few travels going over the Atlantic. But I'm sure you know, people who would be thinking of this program could maybe afford some of that time away and enjoy the sights, as long as dealing with professionals from all over the world, and just like what Nancy was saying in those roundtable discussions, where you can sit around and share things, and sometimes we get too insulated, and it would be just great to have these other ideas and other things, and because that's kind of where innovation starts, and just that sharing and coming up with new ideas.
Rob, can I add one other thing?
Oh, absolutely, Todd.
I want to just make one other kind of a parenthetical comment about education. You know, the United States Mortuary Schools do a mighty fine job with the task that they are given. And the task that they're given is really not necessarily to develop, you know, highly experienced and highly capable funeral people. When they graduate, you know, I remember when I graduated from mortuary school, in two centuries ago, that I thought I knew everything, and really what they gave me was my learner's permit. And so, you know, here and there, you know, like Nancy's good program at the Fall Management Conference, you get this kind of continuing education thing. But now there's the ability to get an academic degree on a higher level than what funeral service has basically ever seen since the licensing system got initially started during the American war between the states. So it's something for grown-up funeral directors, to look at seriously for their expansion in their professional career and in their experience of being a human being.